Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Well, thank you, Dave Solomon, so much for that intro. Let me tell you something, my friend. Today's show is so special, I put lipstick on. That's how special it is. And actually, by the skin of my teeth, I got everything ready in the studio today. It's been one of those days. Woo! Not to say it's bad. No, lots of excitement in the air. Beautiful day in Baltimore. Everybody and his mama is outside. I just had to close the screen door because of all the commotion outside. You know how it is. And Afro Blue Vocal Band is going to be on the show today. I believe our time, and honestly, I have to say it like this, I believe our time is 3 o'clock Eastern time. So that means we've got 2 hours of music first, and then the Afro Blue Vocal Band with Jeffrey Tribble, who is speaking on behalf of the Musicianship. What a wonderful organization this is. Making sure that kids who ordinarily wouldn't get the chance get musical instruments in their hands. Oh, I love that sound. Man, that is so choice. We're going to find out the history of it, the whole nine. Let's get this party started, okay? You know we like to do a classic song to start things off. Today is no exception. I'm feeling energetic. Dexter Gordon makes me feel this way. 6'6", my goodness, the sophisticated giant is going to kick it off from the CD Go. This is Love for Sale on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Thank you.
over in the tree, I can feel you, feel your mystery. You can touch me, you can touch my skin. Tell me, lover, what do you believe in? Tell me, what do you dream about? Give me what is like a shout. Can you hear me? Shoots up the rain in my soul. Love me, it rains.
Russian magic, that is, Maria Brodskaya. Mercy, yes. Maria and I have been in contact so much recently, I can't even tell you. Now, she was supposed to be on the show on Tuesday, and we discussed this, but she felt as though her English was not good enough to be on the show. When I tell you where to find her, though, you will say to yourself, especially if you are of the male persuasion, she really does not need to speak. She can just stand there, and it's okay, because honestly, she's one of the more unearthly, beautiful human beings I've ever seen. She is a model, an actress, a singer, a writer, a pianist, and a violinist. And she's on the cover of the new indie magazine Reviewer. If you want to get that magazine, Maria Brodskaya, BRODSKAYA.com, has more information where you will be able to purchase that song. Isn't that haunting? A combination, if you will, of, let's just say, jazz, ambient, and Russian folk. Okay? Truly a hybrid piece is Maria Brodskaya. She's really a beautiful girl inside and out. Those pictures do not lie. Woo, Lord. Nostalgia, 77, When Love is Strange. That's the second song we heard. And you need to find out more about this quirky assembly, which is basically composed of producer Benedict Lambden, a combination of Ellingtonian jazz, British folk, and blues. And that's a quote from allmusic.com. You need to go to TRU-thoughts.co.uk. Benedict is based in the UK, and find out more about this very unique combination of music that sounds like jazz, and that's why I played it after Dexter Gordon from Go, 1962, Love for Sale. Whew, the Cole Porter song. You know what? We have to tell you the personnel on that. Dexter Gordon, of course, on tenor. Man, long, tall Dexter. This was the shiggity back then, this album, along with Butch Warren on bass, Billy Higgins on drums, and Sonny Clark on piano. Dexter Gordon, have to play him. He always makes me feel good. His birthday is the 27th of February, passed away in 1990, far, far too soon. There was just a lot of music in him that needed to get out. But what kinds of music he did when he was alive. One of his main inspirations was Lester Young, and in turn, Dexter Gordon inspired a young John Coltrane. So the beat goes on. The Afro Blue Vocal Band coming your way. Hey, you know what? It doesn't matter if it's next hour or the hour after that. Jeffrey Tribble coming your way to talk about the musicianship and the whole reason why we're having the Afro Blue Vocal Band on, apart from the fact that they were the audience favorites and viewers' favorites on the sing-off on TV. Oh, my God, they did so well. The pride of Howard University. They're going to do a benefit concert for the musicianship that's coming up in early March. So know that that is on its way, and we'll tell you all about that. Doing well with his brand-new CD, Quiet Nights, our guest from a few weeks back, and actually we had him on a couple of times, Ron Kearns on sax. Ron Kearns and Friends, the title track, Quiet Nights, on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Woo!
Vou contar que o amor foi feito.
Alive, good buddy. I could listen to that woman all day, all throughout the weekend. Eliana Elias. Oh my goodness. the Brazilian jewel that is our gift for our ears. Songwriter, pianist, arranger. So nice. Otherwise known as Samba de Verão from Dreamer 2004. Now, this is, of course, not her most recent endeavor. You want to check out some really sexy music? You can certainly check out Dreamer, and then 2011 brought you Light My Fire. And yes, she does do some songs that you will know on that CD. Just love that Lanny. And you know what? It's one of those names. I don't know why it is that I am so intimidated, but you would think that when you're looking at her name, it looks like L-A-N. Elias, but no, it's Eliana Elias, and I have to get that right, so I actually spelled it out phonetically. Look, I can't even claim that I'm a real blonde, and the gray, by the way, is coming in fast and furiously, so some folks who will see me next time are going to go, oh my gosh, yeah. It's one of those changes that one makes in life, you know? It's spring. It feels like spring, so there needs to be new growth. And this is a little trick for you. If you are a woman or even a guy and you're dispensing with the color, you're not going to do the color anymore, your hair wants to come in so fast and furiously and so healthy, it's unbelievable. That's all I'm going to say. Gato Barbieri from Caliente from 1976, Europa. Earth's Cry, Heaven's Smile. I told the folks in the chat room that every time that song plays by Gatto, his version of that, the writer, Carlos Santana, goes, ka-ching. Man, Gatto Barbieri has made some kind of money for Carlos Santana. If you want to know more about Gatto, besides the fact that he's going to be 80 this year, how amazing is that? Go to Gatto, G-A-T-O, Barbieri, B-A-R-B-I-E-R-I, music.com. Argentina, Brazil, and Ron Kearns, All-American from Quiet Nights. Ron is the one who started the set. Ron on sax, along with Paul Wingo on guitar, Kent Miller on bass, and Mark Prince on drums. Ron Kearns and Friends, Quiet Nights, getting to be really popular out of the box. Available via Ron Kearns, KEARNS.com or Amazon.com. Just wanted to make sure that he had a little bit of a homage to Antonio Carlos Jobim and Friends with his CD, and he did a great job. Oh, it's so nice. Whew. I love to play local and regional talent, as you know, and we're going to have the Afro Blue Vocal Band on with us in the next hour or two. I think that we had said 3 to 4 Eastern Time. At this particular juncture, since things were happening so fast and furiously in the past 24 hours, including getting the music loaded, I'm going to say whenever they show up, whenever I see a number that I recognize, I'm going to put them on the air. We have another one of those wonderful acts that's in the Baltimore, D.C. area. Actually, we've had Amy Shook as a guest, not only on Cool Jazz Conversations, which, by the way, is coming back to Blog Talk Radio in March, but also on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. And I'm talking about Amy Shook. She, along with the Shook Russo Quartet, this time around the Shook Russo Quartet featuring Greg Gisbert, from Live and actually from So Far From Home. See, I mean, I've got a whole lot of stuff in my head. 2009's So Far From Home. This is Live and Learn from Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. There we go. Enjoy. for Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
It's a simple fact, don't you know? Stash it in your mind for a while. It'll beat your heart while you're smiling. Three is true, we need a number so that one reflects one.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's heaven. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There it is.
Oh,
so choice. Oh, my gosh, I am so glad that I focused on that track. And, of course, one of the reasons focusing on that kind of track with that just contemporary vocalese, and really the whole terminology of vocalese indicates contemporary anyway, but when you have Take Six, and then when you put Al Jarreau into the mix, and then John Hendricks, who taught them all a thing or two about vocalese, you have some sweet package. Take Six, Seven Steps to Heaven from the Standard a couple of CDs ago, and Till Bronner on flugelhorn there. Man, that is so good. And it's not the last time that we're going to hear John Hendricks, by the way. And we wanted to focus on that kind of harmony because Afro Blue Vocal Band has learned so much about what it means to soar with your vocals, to use your voices like instruments. And I can't wait to give you a couple of tracks that were actually from the sing-off so you can hear what I mean. If you didn't have a chance to catch the show, it was just magic whenever they were on stage. They just turned it out every single time. And Afro Blue Vocal Band is going to be at the benefit concert, the annual one, a real big one for the musicianship, which is one of my babies. I love what they are trying to accomplish at the musicianship, which is to make sure that young kids who don't necessarily have the chance to get instruments, get them in their hands, and are mentored by people who know what they're doing. We'll learn a whole lot about that from Jeffrey Tribble, who will also be stopping by. If it's not this hour, it's next hour. More likely, the top of next hour. I'm excited. Woohoo! Marc Antoine, from My Classical Way from 2010. That was a song called Rebirth. That guitar, one of the favorite guitars by George Benson, he actually said that he really likes the way Marc Antoine plays, and it's just this French-born, Spanish-living kind of European vibe. Marc has all of this sexiness and joy, and I guess interpretation for this certainly, because My Classical Way shows off his training, but the songs that you will hear for the most part are classics, but done in the style of Marc Antoine. Just amazing happiness whenever you hear him play. It's just beautiful, and I'm so excited. I just found out this morning that Marc is feeling so much better because, of course, he had a couple of bouts, not one stay in the hospital, but two, concerning a heart condition that apparently is just completely gone. It's just wonderful to be able to tell you that he's going to spend a lot of days at the Pizza Express in the UK, and he's going to come to the Berks Jazz Festival in March. I'm excited. March 24th, so hopefully I'll get a chance to see him and give him a big fat hug. Woo. Shook Russo Quartet, actually a fourtet this time around, So Far From Home. Live and Learn is the name of the track, and that was Pat Shook on sax, Amy Shook on bass, Frank Russo on drums, Greg Gisbert on trumpet, and on piano, Tim Young. Just really, really nice. And they're going to be at Galway Bay on the 26th, which is this coming Saturday, right? And Galway Bay in Annapolis, by the way, just got featured on the Food Network on one of those shows. One of those in-depth looks at how cool this Irish-based place is. I'm loving that. And Amy Shook, of course, Amy has been on the show. She's going to be at Andy Musique as part of the Women's Intuition Trio in March. I love that. AmyShook.com has more information. Man, there's such good music abounding and eclectic today, very much so. I'm really excited to be able to give you these folks, three of the best that the continent of Africa had to offer in instrumentation, got together to form a supergroup, the Kora Jazz Trio, and Chan Chan on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. I think you'll dig this. Thank you.
Everyone who
Well, it feels like spring in Baltimore, at least. And, man, that song just says spring to me. It just jumps out at you, and it doesn't let go. George Duke, we actually heard a double play. Yes, we did. George Duke and Love, the name of that track, from 1974's Feel CD with Frank Zappa. I'll never forget that George Duke was on the show a couple of months ago, and he was talking about how Frank Zappa really inspired him. And I thought for a minute that he was tearing up. And I was not surprised at all, because there was a lot of love between Frank and George. And I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall, wouldn't you, during those adventures together on the road? Oh, scary to think about. George, we heard as well from Deja Vu, What Goes Around Comes Around. Love that song. If you go to his website, you'll hear the same thing. Now, George does not have, I think that I may have embarrassed him a little bit because, and I embarrassed myself too, what else is new, because I made mention of his itinerary and he said, oh, Trish, I'm not sure that itinerary is up to date. So there's nothing there, but I will tell you this. He's taken a much-needed breather, at least on the road. I know he's producing his full head off. But one of the magnificent things that he has in mind is this. And, you know, I wish I could tell you that I was getting paid for this plug. I'm not. It's just pure ecstasy that I tell you that the Soul Train Cruise for 2013 will be this time next year. It's going to set off in Fort Lauderdale. It's going to go to Grand Turk, St. Thomas, and the Bahamas, and it returns the 24th. Now, in and of itself, that's sweet news, but when I tell you that my hometown of Philly will represent on that cruise, I'm talking about the Intruders. I'm talking about Harold Melvin's Blue Notes, Russell Tompkins and the New Stylistics, and Patti freaking LaBelle. Yes, and the Spinners and the OJs and Jeffrey Osborne and War Ant, George Duke. Yes, yes, yes. SoulTrainCruise.com/2013 has more information. I'm telling you, somehow, some way, I'm going to find a way to go. If you want to come with me, holla. That's all I'm going to say. Cora Jazz Trio. That song, Chan Chan, was a hit for Company Segundo, as well as the Buena Vista Social Club. But the Cora Jazz Trio consisted of three of Africa's finest instrumentalists just a couple of years ago, coming together for a supergroup in Paris. Djele Moussa Diawa on the Cora, Abdoulaye Diabati, and he is on piano, and Musa Sissako on percussion. Love that song. A couple of folks in the chat room, including our dear sister friend Griselda in Texas, love that as well. Man Alive, the Afro Blue vocal band, is going to be here maybe about 30 minutes or so, a little bit more than that. And we're going to be hearing some music from the sing-off, actually. And we're going to be hearing about what they're up to. They have been so busy, my head is spinning. The last time we checked in, they were at the Whammies, which is the Washington, D.C. answer to the Grammys. And they blew the roof off. Oh, my God, some friends went. They just couldn't believe it. This is what kind of power is behind the Afro Blue vocal band. And even though they came in fourth on the sing-off, I promise you, if you saw the show, they were clearly fan favorites. All right, I get off my high horse. Yoko Kanno. You don't know a whole lot about Yoko Kanno, probably. If your children or if you yourself are into anime, especially the Cowboy Bebop series, you might even recognize this song. I'm telling you, it's a little eclectic today. I just love this. Yoko Kanno and a song called The Egg and You from Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
I was blue and I was always wearing a frown because my gal had turned me down. Then we met and you could tell I knew from the first you were my love, cause that's when the old gray now burst. My heart really blew the day you crossed my eyes. I hope that we do will never say goodbye. Clouds of gray have silver linings when they're reversed. I found your love and that's when the old gray cloud burst.
Tell you about your loving and your kissing and your hugging and your sweet turtle dove, pretty baby. I want to be satisfied till you play. Here comes the bride. Listen to me, baby, and I know me, maybe listen to my story. It's terrifically true. I want to find a way of telling that I really go for you. I hope you really mean, baby, because you certainly do. Because you're telling me, really, really, telling me that you probably got a kind of crush on me. It moves me, proves me. How divine can one woman be? Oh, little darling, I'm really falling. You got me goofy and gay. I'm gonna get carried away. Just think you're gonna be mine someday. Oh, let's spin a little pack, a little stop, a little pack, a little live, a little stop, a little baby, a little stop, a little baby. Every time you're always so near, nobody loves me like you, dear. Let's talk a little tease, a little pop, a little squeeze, a little cry, a little sigh, a little maybe I fly a little bit. Gonna tell you the truth, gonna love you when that's it. Cause I love you, baby, 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 with all my heart. Ooh, listen to me while I say a little, lot of little ladies, get away, because I know, pretty baby, I know, pretty baby, I know you're the one, if you're the one, I'm doing whatever you want to make you get this.
Your life, don't ever leave me sitting in. Really want to ruin the plot. Light as a breeze through the trees, boy. Pleasant as one summer breeze, boy. Well, I'm a lucky lover, a lucky lover. I got the love you should discover.
I was blue and I was always wearing a frown because my gal had turned me down. Then we met and you could bet I knew from the first you were my love. Cause that's when he'll make it stop.
Take a look at me, boy. Take another look, take another look, take another look, take another good look.
Oh man, I was waiting to play that song, and today was the perfect time since we're going to have the Afro Blue Vocal Band coming on. Gosh, less than 30 minutes now. This is great. Yoo-hoo! Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross. We're going back now to about 1957. Man, that was Dave Lambert, John Hendrix, and Annie Ross, arranger, lyricist, and lead vocalist, respectively. Grammy award-winning duo who just set this amazing precedent in jazz. Folks who knew what it was, especially when you got some hip lyrics from John Hendrix, who is just revered in so many circles. You have a combination of factors where folks understand each other and then are able to sing around and through each other like that. Amazing. And let me tell you something. There's got to be a really cool, somehow, some way, movie done about this vocalese trio, because there was some true heartbreak. Indeed, Dave Lambert died in a car crash in Connecticut back in the, I'm not sure when the date was, but they have been going through personnel changes. Of course, that was the original. That was the best. And that was from their CD, Sing a Song of Basie. But with all the personnel changes and all of the varying things that can happen to you when you have that much success, it is fascinating to see that they really did set a bar. And you ask Take Six or Manhattan Transfer or the Afro Blue Vocal Band, and they will tell you that they go right back to Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross. Oh, man, so cool. Downbeat Magazine favorites, the hottest new group in jazz. If you want to pick up that double CD, it was so nice to be able to hear some of those tracks. Man, especially when the sun is out, and just to get a taste of that personnel on that track and on that Sing a Song of Basie CD. It was the Basie band, actually. Nat Pierce on piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Eddie Jones on bass, and drummer Sonny Payne. Just choice stuff. And maybe the Afro Blue Vocal Band. Actually, Reggie is going to be here. And we don't have Danielle. I think that we have somebody else coming in in Danielle's place. We'll see. That's my son on the phone. Can you hear the cell phone in the background? Scott Allman, we heard from Generations with Darren Ron accompanying him on a sax. ScottAllmanMusic.com has more information. We just had Scott on a week or so ago. Big CD release party coming up in March on the 10th in Illinois, right outside of Chicago, which is home base for Scott. The track that you heard is Reunion. Let me tell you something. If you have a chance to go to Scott Allman's Facebook page, if you're on Facebook, and I know a lot of folks in the chat room and listening are on or will be, because it seems to be the place to have the immediate response these days. There was such a glowing review of Generations, I couldn't even say. And the critic who was talking about the music on the CD got right to the point and addressed the whole smooth jazz connotation and dismissed it right out the window, because this critic is not necessarily a fan of smooth jazz. And he said, what you're hearing is so much more. It has very little to do with, and he didn't say this terminology exactly, the meat and potatoes of what Scott Allman is all about. I was so happy to hear that. Woohoo! Yoko Kanno, she, the leader of a group called the Seatbelts. Yoko was born in the Miyagi prefecture in Japan. I love to say, I love those little neighborhoods at prefectures in Japan. The egg in you is what we heard. Yoko is a pianist, a composer. Let me tell you how amazing this woman is. Dozens of TV and film and lots of documentary stuff. She is amazing. A big part of anime success is Yoko Kanno. When I told my son that I was playing her a track from the Cowboy Bebop series, his eyes got wide. He said, are you kidding me? Because she knows jazz inside and out, and she's got these folks that know her work. And if you do a Google search of Yoko Kanno, you are going to find all sorts of stuff. K-A-N. Oh, man, so much good music. And you know what? We're going to continue. Jeffrey Tribble and Afro Blue Vocal Band will be coming up, and that will be at the top of this next hour. We're going to get to the man who gave us those two words together, Afro Blue. Mungo Santa Maria. How about that? We're going to go back again and listen to this. You talk about some meat and potatoes. Feast your ears on this. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Yes. Thank you.
Saying that it's true, I feel your heart beating.
This is Hyper Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to survive.
Moment transpire on the sing-off, and every single time the Afro Blue vocal band were on that stage, it was a come-to-Jesus moment each and every time, and I'm not kidding you. I am not kidding you. And you know what? Honestly, I have to say that living in the Baltimore area, and I know that we've got friends that are listening today from California, we've got them listening in Europe, we've got them listening in Texas, all over the place. But let me tell you something. There is such a buzz in the Baltimore, D.C. extended area about the Afro Blue Jazz Vocal Band, whatever they do. Man, you talk about hybrid. This is one of those vocal units that create a hush no matter where they go. And I don't know exactly who we have on the line right now. There are three lines that are here. This is Hyper Jazz from Trish Hennessy, and I am glad to welcome folks who are representing the Afro Blue Vocal Band. Hello, Jeffrey.
I'm here.
And we've got Reggie.
Yes.
And who else?
Integrity.
Integrity?
Yes. Hi.
How are you?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm a lot better. Oh, my God. This chat room is alive and on fire in anticipation of everybody speaking about this amazing occasion. And you guys have been busy on some radio shows, haven't you?
Oh, you know.
Oh, my God. Wow. You were on with Steve Harvey the other day, right?
I was on with Steve Harvey, yes. That's correct.
Reggie, how was that? Was Steve good to you?
I actually wasn't on that call.
No, that was me, Trish.
Okay, very cool, very cool. Well, I know that Steve, when he puts his faith in something, he puts it 100%. So I'm sure that this soiree coming up in March, and we're going to get specific about that, is going to be a sellout. There is no doubt. We're also pumped for that. Give me the exact date and the location and the time for the show.
It's going to be on March 3rd at H.D. Woodson High School. They have a brand new, beautiful, state-of-the-art facility in Northeast D.C.
Fabulous. Fabulous. And this is all a benefit for the musicianship. And Jeffrey was here with us last year. I got so excited about hearing the history of the musicianship. And my God, Jeffrey, I'm so happy for you because the unit that is the Afro Blue Vocal Band is going to do so much just by mere association with the endeavor. I can just imagine that this time next year there's going to be a lot more instruments in young people's hands.
Well, we certainly hope so. When I first gave them the call, and I'm good friends with at least two of the members of the group and hope to forge a relationship with others, but when we gave them a call, they were just so willing and so gracious to be a part of our initiative, and Reggie is one such person who has been a staunch supporter of the musicianship organization. And he knew Diane Granger, who, as you very well know, was one of our founders.
Yes, I sure do. Diane Granger, man, and we have said this before, and it bears mentioning again, and I know that we'll say it again. Diane Granger, at the age of 26, left us having lived a life of somebody who was three times her age. She packed a lot of great living in those years, and she is an absolute angel. I swear that she watches over us. There's no doubt. I love this. I knew I maybe thought that Jeff was going to speak up. I'm sorry to do that, but I just want people to understand the significance of this because the musicianship was her baby, Jeff.
Yeah, I can do nothing more than echo that sentiment. She, alongside myself and her father, you know, had a very similar vision. And part of what we're doing is to help her vision more specifically come to fruition. And we're so excited that, you know, the members of Afro Blue Vocal Band are also, you know, passionate about helping children succeed through music and have, you know, have been willing to help us in our effort.
And I'm so tickled about that because, oh, my gosh, there has been so many discussions, Reggie and Jeff and Integrity, about Diane. Honestly, I've lost track about how many people bring up her name. And for folks who don't know, this is a young woman who literally went out into the street. She came from a musical family. Her dad is Greg Granger, who was a drummer. Diane was an also amazing drummer. Her uncle is Gary Granger, one of the premier bassists on the globe, touring now with Acoustic Alchemy, as is Greg. But my God, she used to actually go into the street, and she used to befriend all these people, all these young folks that ordinarily would not get a chance to have an instrument in their hand. And she had a passion for it. Actually, it really was her ministry. I have to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And she clearly knew what her path was in life. I mean, she was a church girl, and she lived every day as if the world was on fire. I mean, I didn't know her personally, but I kept hearing about her. I knew that all my friends were playing with her. We were running in the same circles, and you guys had a chance to know her. God, I just love the fact that you're carrying this torch.
Yeah. We wouldn't have it any other way. I was just telling Brandon Combs yesterday, who you know, and he'll actually be emceeing the event on March 3rd. And we sat down and we had lunch and we talked about her and her life and her contribution extensively. So, you know, thank you so much for having us and supporting the musicianship organization.
Oh, my gosh. I just love it. And I'm going to ask both of you, Jeff, I'm going to get to you, I promise you, but I want to hear individually how Reggie and Integrity got to the road that they're traveling on, because I think that your heads must be revolving at this point. There is so much coming at you that you can't keep up, can you? It's crazy good.
Oh, my goodness. It's been an amazing, amazing journey for us all. And, you know, we're all so new to doing this professionally, so you know, to be able to do it on a platform that's so huge, it comes with a lot of responsibility. But, you know, we all are so passionate about it. We just want, you know, we want to do the best for us and for our ministry, which is, you know, to bring jazz to mainstream and, you know, to do the same thing that Diane was doing, inspiring young people to go rock, play an instrument, and, you know, pass that legacy of music along.
Well, I have to say, you know what, this was a moment I had forgotten about it, because when I first heard the remark when the sing-off was on, I thought, did I just hear that? And then I went back and I saw the video, because there's a lot that's on YouTube. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, and I don't know how you feel about this, but I just wanted to smack Sean a little bit. He said something about, you know, you guys don't have to put a, like, jazz riff in everything. I went, what the hell are you talking about? I mean, this was what you do, and you're carrying the absolute gauntlet for Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross, and Take Six, and Manhattan Transfer, and blowing all of that kind of groundwork up into your own little creation. I mean, to me, Afro Blue Vocal Band is all about what's happening with jazz and breathing new life into it.
Definitely. Yeah, we are a jazz ensemble, for sure. The great thing about being on the sing-off, it just kind of opened us up to be able to perform any genre of music, pop music, and but our roots are jazz, and that's what we do. We're a jazz ensemble, before anything.
Yeah, and Reggie, you came from a different place. I mean, I'm going to assume that you did, because you are the music director for the vocal group, aren't you?
Correct.
And that has a lot of responsibility. Integrity just said, you know, a responsibility. I feel it from all of you that you absolutely are accountable for what goes on in the Afro Blue Vocal Band. Now tell me, how did you get involved to get you to the point where you are here? And I know that your head is frying, too, because you got a little bit more to do than other folks.
it's a challenge, but it's a fun one. I actually became the music director as a result of the show. You know that we developed from a class at Howard University called Jazz Vocal Workshop. And the founder of the class is actually Professor Kenesha Miller. And she has contributed to us so much. We owe her so much just for all of her contributions. And even though she wasn't able to be out in L.A. with us for the duration of the show, we communicated with her every day. And you know, she helped us with all of the music and just conveying the message and making great music. That's when I became the music director. She gave me the job. She said, yeah, you're going to be out there and you're in charge. And I had to kind of just take the role and run with it.
So you were there from the beginning, right?
Of the vocal band, yes. I wasn't at the Afro Blue. The class was founded in 2002. I was yet in high school still, but the vocal band I've been there. The vocal band I've been around. I was in Afro Blue the class in 2005 and all the way up until now.
You were in high school in the spring of 2002, is that correct?
Oh, yes. I was in high school. I wasn't at Howard or anything. I didn't even have an idea of going to Howard University. And I got to Howard in 2005. And
God, honey, I've got clothes older than you. Oh, my God. That is so funny. Oh, jeez. The history is so big for this unit, and I know that there's certainly a distinction between Afro Blue now and the Afro Blue Vocal Band or group, and I know that you're going to explain to me that, because I think that people need to know.
Yeah. Well, the Afro Blue Vocal Band, we are definitely, both groups have jazz roots. Being on the show allowed us to become a pop jazz ensemble for the most part. And what we learned from being on the show mostly was just about being an a cappella group, because a cappella is it's a genre of its own. And
being in the vocal band, it just allowed us to explore different elements of being singers instead of just, you know, the common three-part harmony, you know, maybe a bass, maybe some oohs and ahs. But, I mean, there's just so much more because we have to really transform into an actual band. And,
yeah,
you know, you have some people who play the role of the guitarist or the horn players, the rhythm section. It's just, it's so much to it, and it's exciting, you know, just thinking about it. I'm ready to go write some more music.
Listen to you. Oh, my gosh, I hear that. That is so awesome. And, Mike, didn't you feel, because so many of us felt this way, and watching the show unfold, you were the crowd favorites. I'm sorry, you were.
Oh, thank you.
No joke. I mean, there was something I couldn't even tell you, and you probably know this, but every single time that you were on the show, Facebook took on a different life.
it
was,
I appreciate
crazy.
That.
Oh, my God. It was like a play-by-play of what you guys were doing on stage.
You know, we are so appreciative of the love and support we got via Facebook and Twitter, and, you know, we had idea that what we were doing was going to be, you know, something that so many people latched onto and felt connected with, and so we were just so blessed, so blessed.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and I hear from my sources in D.C. that the Whammy folks are responsible for paying for a new roof because you clearly kicked it out when you were there. That's crazy. People, again, on Facebook, oh, my God, Afroblue is here. and I had to say, no, it's the Afroblue vocal group, okay?
Thank you.
But my gosh, it was just amazing. And how many gigs are you working these days? Because you seem to have a pretty full roster.
We definitely have a long list of things that we want to do and things that we're scheduled to do. And so that in itself has been, you know, a challenge. We just want to make sure that we're taking care of everything as best we can. But, you know, we definitely have a lot of, you know, new projects that we're working on, and so it's just been really exciting, and, you know, it's been a challenge, but it's been an amazing challenge that we all are looking forward to sticking with.
I imagine that there are going to be some folks that have been around in the business. I've been thinking about this ever since I knew that you were going to be on the show. There are some living legends among us in jazz, and I think that you've really stirred their blood anew because they recognize when they see you having this kind of success, it's a throwback. It's certainly contemporary. It's like a new standard for vocalese, what you're doing, for sure. But it's a throwback to what they knew as those great times. When jazz was alive and kicking and people used to fill the clubs and there was such excitement that people couldn't even stand it. So have you been approached by anybody who we consider a legend? You don't have to tell us, but if it hasn't happened already, it's going to. Do you feel that?
Yeah, we are so excited about, you know, the support that we've gotten from the jazz community. It's been amazing, and so we have gotten, you know, some contacts for people that, you know, wanted to work with us or just expressing their support. And, you know, as jazz musicians, our job is kind of half historian and half griot. Like, we really want to pass on the legacy of jazz, and, you know, that's what Howard has afforded us all, you know, a rich education in the history of jazz. And so because it's, you know, a relatively new music, we're so blessed to be able to, you know, participate in that history and participate with the founders of the music and, you know, the masters of jazz. So, you know, we're just so, you know, excited that we can be lumped into that, you know, that group. You know, it's amazing, and, you know, it's humbling for sure.
That's so cool that you would say that. God bless you, because the best people in the world, the most credible musicians and artists in the world are those that have humility. Because when you recognize that what you have is a gift that needs to get passed on, everything takes a whole new life. The truth comes out when you perform, and that certainly happened on the sing-off. I swear to you, I really do imagine that just like the other day when President Obama had B.B. King and Mick Jagger and Keb Moe and Susan Tedeschi, I think there has to be like an Afro Blue vocal group with Bobby McFerrin night. Wouldn't that be cool?
It would be amazing.
I'd love to.
When we got to perform with Bobby McFerrin over the summer, it was an Afro Blue reunion group, so everyone, you know,
I heard
the very beginnings of the group in 2002, all the way up into the newest members, got a chance to perform with him, and it just was, you know, a magical, magical night. And Reggie will tell you, you know, having gotten to perform with him one on one, like, you know, the energy was palpable in the room. When they were performing Spain together, it was just amazing.
Wow. Gosh. That must have been crazy because, you know, I certainly wasn't there, but because I can't go to all of these functions because I'll go broke, first of all. but there are some things that you just need to go to. And, again, I remember hearing about that because folks in the D.C. area, I'm in Baltimore, folks in D.C. were just buzzing about that. Oh, God, you should be here. And everybody likes to show off on Facebook now because you can actually say where you are, especially if you've got, you know, oh, I'm with Bobby McFerrin and the Afro Blue Vocal Band. It was really cool, and in the summertime, too. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm so excited. And Jeffrey, I know that you must be because this whole event each year for the musicianship is just getting bigger and bolder, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually been quite extraordinary how people have taken to our initiative and more specifically to our organization. And again, I can't say thank you enough to, at the very least, these two people you have here on the phone. When we asked them to do it, they didn't, you know, question it, and they roll with it. Yeah, so it's exciting to be a part of, and we're glad to do what we do in the communities.
And tell us, give folks who are new to the musicianship a sort of 101 on what the scenario was to birth this kind of endeavor.
Okay, so big picture, the musicianship is a nonprofit organization that facilitates music lessons, experiences, and opportunities for at-risk youth within the D.C. metropolitan area. We've been vetted and approved by D.C. Public Schools to be an official after-school service provider, allowing us to go in and provide these free music instruction to students, many of whom wouldn't have such opportunities. So that's big picture, and it got started because Diane had an idea with her father while in Baltimore, and I had an idea on this end in D.C., and I called her, and I said, you know, I'm interested in starting a music program, and she said, wow, that's crazy, Jeff. Me and my father have a similar idea.
Really?
And literally the very next week, we met at Jasper's in Greenbelt, Maryland, and, you know, over French fries and hamburgers and milkshakes, we kind of birthed the idea that is now the musicianship, and you know, we've been working at it ever since.
Oh my gosh, wow! So you really did have this kind of what is the word, synchronicity, where you all sort of had the same idea, and you talk about something that was supposed to be, huh?
Yeah, you know, Greg and I talk about that often because knowing, you know, who he is and how much of an impact he's had as a musician, having played with, you know, Whitney Houston in the 80s, condolences to her, her family, and those that knew her, and now playing with Acoustic Alchemy, it was just an honor, really, for me to be entrusted by Diane with kind of this organization and its purpose, for her to give her stamp of approval on me to, you know, work with her dad in this effort was really touching, and the unfortunate part of the scenario is that she passed in August of 2009. So we're all saddened by that, of course, but I think one thing that we can do to continually pay homage to her and her efforts is to just, you know, help this organization succeed, because it was her vision. So it's kind of what we're working on.
Isn't it amazing? I frequently go to these kinds of roads in conversations these days, but I know that you all know what I'm talking about. It's 2012 is an interesting year anyway, because I really do think the Mayans had it half right. The world is not going to end this year, but a lot of what we have known is passing away, making way for the new. Mm. And that not only means ideas, but people. And I think that there is this new growth, this perpetual spring that's going to last all year long, this new growth and a new mindset. And actually, push comes to shove, sort of an age of Aquarius. it just feels like there is peace and love and harmony creeping up, and all the stress and the anger and the bitterness are sort of diffusing and going away. And I was thinking about Diane a lot, because I knew that you were going to be on the show. And having been at her service that day, it really affected me. And I brought my son so that he could see the work that she had done, knowing that there were going to be all these folks speaking about her in such love and such respect, and knowing how devoted she was to this mission. It just seems like God, in his infinite wisdom and in his total comfort, he uses situations that completely give us grief, and we're in mourning for a long, long time. But he has a way of turning it around so that so much good can come from people knowing about her life.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's really, to see it unfold in this, wow. And to know that this group had knowledge of Diane Granger and what she was all about, that makes me so happy, Jeff.
Yeah, and I think one other really critical thing is that even though she's not here with us physically, her spirit is still very much alive and active in our organization, as a lot of people that support us, from day to day, wouldn't support us if it weren't for Diane kind of being the trailblazer for an organization like The Musicianship. A lot of people know that she was involved, and for that very reason, they're inspired to do more. They're inspired to support The Musicianship. So her contribution is everlasting, and it's amazing, like you said earlier in the show, that in such a short period of time here on Earth, she was able to make such a significant contribution, not only to those who were in her immediate circle of relationships and friends and what have you, but now for that to be touching so many other lives, it's just incredible.
Yeah, it's really a domino effect. I really can see it. And, I'm amazed. I mean, I'm in awe of what God can do anyway, but shoot, especially when I hear collectively this amazing group sing, my God. And it was really cool. I didn't know, Jeff, because we've been back and forth about, tracks. What tracks were we going to play? I didn't know that if I went to Amazon, I could actually find collective little pieces of the sing-off, and I found one. So if you don't mind, let's give folks a little taste of American Boy, shall we?
Yes, please.
Okay, cool. Woo-hoo!
Cool.
We've got Jeff here from The Musicianship, and we've got Reggie and Integrity from the amazing collective unit that is the Afro Blue Vocal Group. We're going to take you back a few months ago to TV when folks were just riveted to that TV watching this group, Do It Sing, Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Check this out.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I'd really love to come and kick it with you. You'll be my American boy. Can we get away this weekend? Take me to Broadway. Let's go shopping, maybe then we'll go to a cafe. Let's go on the subway, take me to your hood.
Players on that show who said that was my favorite moment of the whole show. Oh my God, such joy. How long does it actually take you, Reggie and Integrity, to actually make sure that you're all happy with the finished product when you rehearse? How much rehearsal is put into this?
Oh, there was so much rehearsal. We could be up as early as 8, 7:30, 9, and I think our latest taping was up to almost 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
But
wow.
You know, a standard rehearsal day could be from like 9 to 11 or midnight. You know, and yes, it was a very, very long day. Of course, we had the vocal rehearsals, and then we also had the choreography rehearsals, and then we also had the rehearsals for the opening acts. We had those rehearsals on top of our own rehearsals, and then the music staff for Afro Blue Vocal Band, we had to figure out when we could sit down and write some things and tweak some things, and it was a long process, but it was fun.
Oh my gosh, I'll bet. And was everybody really good to you too? Was everybody nice?
Yeah, it was, you know. It's how you answer this one.
Well, everyone was really supportive of what we were doing, and, you know, just to piggyback on what Reggie said, he won't speak about himself, but, you know, there were times where Reggie would be, you know, in holding, you know, while we were all waiting for our next rehearsal or waiting for whatever the next thing would be, and he would be writing, you know, just, you know, sketching out something for us to sing, and we would rehearse it, and, you know, so every little minute was used for the good of the rehearsal, but to see him work that way, you know, it just inspired us all to keep pushing, because there were a lot of times where, you know, we were all really tired and, you know, kind of cranky because we hadn't gotten enough sleep or, you know, enough, you know, just downtime, and, you know, we would see how hard he was working to make sure that the actual notes and, you know, the dynamics and everything was perfect, so it inspired us all to, you know, keep pushing and to, you know, give as much effort as he was giving, and so, you know, everyone was really nice to us, and that helped us a lot, you know, because, yes, we didn't have the support of the show and the producers and, you know, everyone else, you know, we could have just gone home the first night, you know, because it was just very strenuous, but, you know, we did have a lot of support out there, and it was great.
That's really good to hear. Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm thinking of the future, because it just seems like there's so many possibilities. What would you both like to see transpire with the Afro Blue Vocal Group? I mean, you've got little dreams collectively and separately. What would they be?
Well, I know for me at least, I want us to, you know, take this thing as far as we can go. I think we have so much music inside of us that we want to share with the world, and, you know, we've been inspired and blessed to have so many amazing experiences that, you know, I think all of us are, you know, wanting to hold on to it as long as we can and, you know, just make it a positive experience for the group members and for our listeners, and to, you know, really create a bond with our audience, because that's what jazz is all about. Is, you know, it's a collective thing. It's, you know, it's not just this concert environment that a lot of music today is like. It's, we want, you know, everyone in the building, everyone who's, you know, watching us to feel something and feel connected. So whatever we have to do in the future to continue that, I definitely feel like that's what we want to do. We want to, you know, put out an album and maybe tour and, you know, whatever else. But the main thing is to keep this music, just jazz, keep it alive and, you know, pass it on to everyone.
God bless you. God bless you, Integrity. I love to hear that. Oh, my God. Reggie, tell me about what you want.
I'm
sorry, Reggie?
What did you say?
Tell me about what you want, what you would like to see. I mean, pretty much Integrity summed that up really nicely, but what would you like to see happen with the group?
She did. She told all of it. For me, in addition to what she said, I would like to get some Grammys. You know, some award shows, you know, everything that an artist dreams of, you know, doing. Do some international touring, you know,
Oh, there's no doubt you're going to be led in some directions, and I know those awards are coming, too. Hey, did I hear that there is going to be something new coming out in April?
Something new in April? No, I don't think so.
Okay, I was just misinformed, and now there's a buzz on the phone, so it might be a little tricky to hear
about.
You.
You're referring to the school group Afro Blues new CD coming out in April.
Okay, all right, there you go. All right, never mind then. Yeah, that's what. Jeffrey and I were having this really interesting communication back and forth for the past several days. And finally I said, okay, Jeffrey, tell me what I can play because I want to make sure I get the right flavor here when I represent you on this radio show. Now we got everything straight. Okay, very cool. Well, all right, where is the best place to go to find out about where to get tickets for your show?
You can go to events.themusicianship.org, and there you'll find a lot more information about the event, obviously, and the musicianship more generally. And even if you just want to go to our general site, which is themusicianship.org, and the musicianship is obviously just all one word. You can click on events, and it'll take you right to our event site where you can purchase tickets and learn more about what we're doing on March 3rd.
And actually, you know what, Jeff? Somebody had an interesting idea the other day because there is another benefit somewhere in the States, and the artist who was talking about the benefit said that he or she, and I really do forget who it is at this point, said, we're certainly aware that you're not going to be able to attend this event, but if you could make a donation to our endeavor, I know who it was. It was Brian O'Neill from the Dew Foundation, and he's having a big Bolarama and karaoke festival in Detroit on Saturday. He said, I know that folks aren't going to be able to come to this place in Detroit where we're having this event, but if you donate, what I'll do is I'll make sure that I sponsor someone so that we can get one less homeless person off the street in your name.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a lot of people, even people as far as California, who I know support the musicianship, you know, are unable to attend for a variety of reasons and have chosen to sponsor students because they know that one thing the musicianship tries to do is provide these unparalleled experiences for them as well, because people like Reggie, people like Integrity, they are, as you can see, and no pun intended, they are people of integrity. They are,
yes,
you know, people with strong moral character and are mentors and can help, you know, them long term. So the students can go, you know, on other people's dime if they want to sponsor students, because a lot of the students would want to go and can't necessarily afford to. So they can go to, again, events.themusicianship.org, and there's a place where you can leave a message to say that you would prefer to sponsor a student if you yourself can't be in attendance.
And that's a really cool thing, Jeff, back to what you were saying before about you're now more or less established in D.C. schools. The musicianship got an inroad to get into the schools. So what you'd like to see is, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's in a couple of schools right now. So it's sort of replacing almost music education, which has, you know, vacated the premises for so many schools. So do you see a situation whereby this could be in all of the schools in the district?
Well, you know what? I wouldn't go so far as to say that we're replacing music education. I actually am, and you know, everyone with the musicianship organization would love for the government to kind of take a more serious look at music and arts education more generally to, you know, help students, because it is, you know, an avenue where they can achieve in other areas of life. But to the extent that they can't do that, we kind of want to curb the music education drought, if you will, and,
yep,
and build a bridge where they are, for lack of a better word, lacking. So we just want to help out. Now, yes, we would love to provide music services in as many schools as is humanly possible. And, you know, with people's support, we can do that.
And it's really cool because, I can't stress enough that if folks give to this cause, it will enable you, Jeff, to make sure that any criteria that is now in place for what it takes to be a part of the musicianship, that can expand to include a lot more people, because, honestly, I used to hear the stories, and there have been other folks that I know whose absolute passion it is to make sure that kids who ordinarily wouldn't get a chance have an instrument in their hand, because, my God, there's so much talent out there. Nick Colione, for example, in Chicago, is doing what he can. He has done so much in the way of mentoring. It is mind-blowing. And Michael Manson has done the same thing, who plays bass for George Duke. There are varying people who are pretty powerful in the music industry who are able to lend their hands because they've got a little bit of money coming in. So when you have that steady stream of cash, is there anything like set in stone, for example, that if folks give regularly to the musicianship, maybe there's a sort of a club that you can join, or there's little perks about being a member or something?
Well, actually, one thing that we're in the process of doing is systematizing what we like to call our music ambassador program.
Yeah.
Fortunately, with people like Greg Granger and even Dennis Chambers, who I spoke with last week, are interested in, you know, being clinicians and being instructors and helping out financially in some ways as well. So not only giving your money, but giving yourself, giving your talent. And people, again, just go to themusicianship.org, send an email to info@themusicianship.org if you're interested in being.
You there? Whoops. Has Jeff gone?
I think I may have lost you all for a second. Sorry about that.
You did. That's okay. We thought that, you know, it got to be one of those little caption, those little poofs of smoke. Jeff,
I don't even know what's the last thing you heard me say, but I only just wanted to reiterate that people can go to, you know, themusicianship.org and send us something at info .themusicianship.org if you're interested in being a volunteer or a donor.
That's wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. Well, we're going to hear from Reggie and Integrity to wrap this up, and I do have a third track, and if you don't mind, I sure would like to play A Change Is Gonna Come.
Yes, please play.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that should be the ultimate song that closes everything. Man, this was so choice. The Afro Blue vocal group, let me tell you something. Oh, the TV was just sizzling so much when they were on stage. And folks know this. Everybody who's in the chat room knows how strong the presence is of this amazing, gifted, and I'm just going to say it, anointed group, honestly. And you're going to hear it right now on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
I was born by the river in a little tent, and just like that river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know
in church, I just don't know what it is, okay? God. Woo! That is something else. The Afro Blue vocal group there, and A Change Is Gonna Come. We heard three tracks from A Delicious Time on NBC. That was for sure. Man, that was the high point of that network's existence, and I think everybody concerned can say that, because when you guys were holding court, there wasn't anybody else that came close. I know that you came in fourth, but everybody that I talked to said you were their favorites, period.
That's right.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to us. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And honestly, I got to say something to Jeffrey. Now, Jeffrey, look, we were talking about how we could make sure that folks knew about this upcoming event for the musicianship. And I think that I need to tell you publicly that you need to get on the horn to the White House and tell President and Mrs. Obama that this is the perfect opportunity to bring Sasha and Malia to a family event when these folks are doing their thing right there. They're going to be right there in the neighborhood. So you need to make sure you give a shout out to the press corps and let them know what's up, because I'll bet you they come.
Well, I'm taken back by that, just because, for you to think enough of our organization, and obviously Afro Blue is incredible, but for you to think enough of our organization to suggest something like that is amazing. So thank you. And I will talk to someone, and when I figure out exactly who that is, I'll be sure to ring you up and let you know.
Oh, listen, Jeff, you know what, and I appreciate that you said that, but honestly, if Michelle Obama knew that this kind of endeavor was happening in her backyard, I think that she would go to the wall to support it. I'm not kidding. For those girls that they have and what they could be learning and maybe how she can get them involved in mentorship, this is the perfect vehicle. So be thinking of all of that, because honestly, this First Lady is the best that we have ever seen ever, and I'm going to tell you, because I tell everybody else, I'll be 60 this year. I've never seen a First Lady like this ever.
Oh, wow.
So do something, because she will respond to you like that. I'm telling you, she will, and I'll help as much as I can, I swear.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
I'll get on the horn.
Yeah, good. Yeah, and we're going to get a carpool from Baltimore, just so you know. We'll be there in D.C.
Wow.
Yep.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're certainly welcome. And we'll make sure that we've got the events page. And, Reggie, all I have to say is to you, I've been waiting for you to accept my friendship on Facebook, so get a move in and make sure you say yes.
Hey, well, Trish, I don't know whether or not you recall, this is payback from last year, because I was trying to become your friend, and you had reached the limit, so I imagine that Reggie is probably in the same boat, and he'll get to you this afternoon.
Well, that's okay, because, look, as time goes on, this is something that I really shouldn't confess to all of you, but this is what is happening. There are so many people. I've got, 600 subscribers now and about 5,000 friends. So what I do is, this is so wrong of me, but it's all right because I think God understands. I wait for birthdays to see if I have heard from anybody who's having a birthday. And if I haven't heard from anybody or there's no connection to anybody whose birthday it is, I let them go. It just seems to me to be the logical way to make sure that your little organization or your networking grows, because you want to stay connected to however many people with good that you can do for that person. There's got to be some connectivity. So, you know, like Maya Angelou said on the Tom Joyner show last week, for every person that leaves us, there is another person being born. So,
long story short, Reggie, get rid of some of those friends and accept Trish Hennessy's friend.
Reggie, listen, I'm just, you know, just kind of slapping you around a little bit here. That's fine. I know that we're going to meet one of these days, and I know that things are going to go so well with this beautiful endeavor and this association with the musicianship and Afro Blue Vocal Group. Oh, my God. It's going to be off the chain. Better and better things are coming. You all feel that, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A change is going to come.
Man.
Here we
that's
go.
That's the truth. That is the truth. Okay. We won't talk about any other things that are happening as far as gigs are concerned between now and then, because we're going to focus on this. But I know for a fact that you folks are playing someplace on Sunday. Is there any place collectively where people can go to see your itinerary, Integrity and Reggie?
Yes, you can visit our website at www.afrobluevb.com, and it has our full calendar, and we'll be posting more things as we get them, and we'd love to hear from you know, our supporters and friends and family and fans and all of that. So, you know, you can check us out on the web and on Facebook. We're Afro Blue, Afro-Blue, at Facebook.com. And, we're on Twitter at Afro Blue DC. So, you know, there's a lot of ways that people can get in touch with us and see what we have coming up, and we'd love to hear from everyone.
That's great. And Reggie, any last words from you?
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. Those are my last words. I appreciate everything, all the support. Thanks to everyone who believed in us this whole time and has supported us. We appreciate it.
Oh, well, you are certainly welcome, speaking for everybody, because what a thrill it is to hear your music. Jeff, what would you like to say in closing?
Thank you to you for having us on this afternoon. We're greatly appreciative of your voice, your spirit, and your effort. Thank you to the two people on the phone, Reggie and Integrity, and the entire Afro Blue Vocal Band for supporting the musicianship's effort on March 3rd.
Afro Blue Vocal Band. Oh, my God. It's just going to be crazy. I'm sorry. I cut you off, Integrity. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just saying thank you. Thank you to Jeff for having us be a part of an amazing tribute concert, and thank you for having us on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. My pleasure. God bless you all for collectively what you do, separately what you do, and we'll see you in actually just several days from now.
Yes.
That's awesome. Okay. Well, we'll definitely see you, and we'll make sure that we shout out to you after the show.
Thank
all right.
You.
Thank you, Trish.
Thank you, Reggie. Thank you, Integrity. Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Bye. Have a good one.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. Yay. Oh, my gosh. That's so awesome. So awesome to know, woo, that this is going to transpire. And what I'll do is, and I know all the folks that are probably in the chat room now are Facebook folks. So you will see postings for making sure you know the whys and wherefores, even directions on how to get to this new state-of-the-art building in D.C. Early in March. Spring is coming, and you want to hear some music to get you kicking for the season into the summer and to make your 2012 come alive. The Afro Blue Vocal Band is that unit. Thank you to everybody. Oh, my gosh, I should play the closing music, huh? I really should. I am just so excited, can I tell you? Because this has a little bit to do with what is happening in the next several days. We're going to have some really cool guests. And one guest, we have to figure out when she is going to be able to work it. Coming up in the next 2 weeks is Gianna Welling. A beautiful vocalist, and she's in town in our area, and there's going to be quite a few of us meeting tonight for dinner at Jalapenos in Annapolis, if you're in the area, so come on down. Gianna's going to be on the show, and that will be like a girlfriend session. Just want to tell the guys ahead of time. Thank you to all the wonderful folks that have joined us today. Oh, my gosh. Griselda and Debbie and Matt and Linda, and I think Deej was in the room. There's a lot of guests who don't necessarily tell us who they are, and that's cool too. I think even my friend Ron was in the room today. That's awesome. You have a wonderful night. Have a wonderful upcoming weekend. Be a blessing to someone, as Joy Hall says on Cool Jazz Conversations. Again, that show coming back in March, and we're going to feature a lot of folks that are going to be making their way to the Burke Jazz Fest. So hang on for that. It's going to be awesome. God bless you. We'll see you on Tuesday.